Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Defending 7A state champion Bryant Hornets football team.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06. Roger and I are watching the British Open, and how do you pronounce his last name, Christian? Herbert?
I think it's just Herbert.
Yeah, he's trying to shoot a 59, which I don't think has ever been done in the British Open. He's on the 18th hole. He's 9-under right now.
Look at that course, man.
I know, look at that, man. It's a...
That is a 180 from Augusta.
Yeah, completely different kind of course. I mean, yeah, yeah, he could shoot a 59 here, but I don't. Did he get on the green there with that approach shot, Raj?
No.
On his second?
Okay, no,
so he's probably not going to get
just off. Just off.
All right, 661-1037.
Well, listen, from where he is, I'm still putting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still flat.
Someone said, let's hit a couple of messages before we get to Steve. Someone says, I'm going to have a shirt made for this show. Excellent, Raj. It's called Morning Rehab. I love it. I love it. You know, Tommy.
Sure.
Tommy, you've been to rehab. Tommy's been to rehab. Justin's been to rehab.
Some of us should go to rehab. Yeah, we used to have another guy that worked here that
could have. Here's one that's talking about not telling your parents about tattoos. My grandma said if I ever got one before I turned 18, she would take a wire brush to it. It scared me enough that I waited. Boy, isn't that a great point?
What else does he say?
That's it. Then I said
underneath that.
I didn't see it. What did he say?
He says golf Coors.
Oh, golf Coors.
As a play on your golf course.
Yes, very nice.
Coors. Coors beer, yeah.
Here's one that says, I think more chicks have tattoos nowadays.
Maybe.
They think it's like an addiction. I feel more different now.
Once you get one, I can only imagine. It's like those little packets of Ritz crackers. You can't just have one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So once you get one tat, I think you want to, it's in your mindset, man, I'd like to get this one or that one based on a trip or based on an experience.
Yeah, Christian, your wife has a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
What's her motivation?
She just likes them. I would get more if I had the money to do so.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it costs money and I don't
like
spend
like 100 to 300 bucks a pop?
What?
Yeah.
How long does it take to do, like 30 minutes?
No.
Like an hour?
A couple hours.
Oh, wow.
Roadmap, depending on the size, yeah.
I will say those guys and ladies who do tattoos are great artists.
They're very talented.
Fantastic.
Very
artists.
Talented.
Fantastic artists. They can make a port. Where'd you get a... Who did... What Chuck got one.
Portraits are hard.
What's the last one that Chuck Gatlin got there that... It's a
It's the Muppet.
The Muppet,
right?
One of them Muppet screamers.
We'll keep you updated on this guy trying to make history. I'm like Roger. I don't think he's going to be able to do it now. He'll still finish either 9 or 8 under, which is he's got the lead by 2-3 strokes. Let's bring in our NASCAR contributor correspondent Steve Qualsey. There, Roger Dodge.
Here. Hold on there.
Let me find the. We spent 3 days with Steve over in Atlanta this past weekend.
We sure did.
We were baptized in NASCAR, man.
It's not on the.
Christian, can you help Roger?
Right here.
It's showtime.
That's something.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubs you, and rubbing's son is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name,
boogity, boogity, boogity. Amen.
Let's bring it on that. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I forgot the head.
Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
As a matter of fact, Roger, bringing in Steve now. Spencer Davis Group is the one who has the song. Give me some lovin'.
Give me some lovin'.
That's the song.
Days of Thunder.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's the beginning of this. He's having a birthday today, Spencer Davis is,
nice.
As a matter of fact.
Nice.
What's up, Qualsey?
Hold on.
What an asset you
it's
are.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, thank you for the amazing Strength and Honor shirt, Steve.
Yeah, dude. Where are you?
Yes, sir.
There he is.
We're going to have fresh breath.
Can we? Oh, yeah, we got 900 pounds of life. Almost, listen, we almost have as many mitts as they used to clean the track last Saturday night in Atlanta. Holy cow. We had a great time hanging out, Roger. We got to know each other better.
Well, listen, and you know what was surprising to Steve's wife and the group in Hey Siri? They did not believe this, and hopefully Melissa's listening, that he made his bed every morning.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it?
I didn't peek in there.
Oh, my gosh. It was
did
wonderful.
You really, Steve?
Yes.
Hey, success starts with the first thing you do every morning.
I like it. Well, you know, we got there Saturday. Everything was boom, boom, boom. Everything went according to plan, and then I had a crazy race Saturday night. It should have lasted 3 hours. It lasted 4 hours because I kept asking, Steve, is this normal? Because it was just like every three laps there was a wreck or an accident or something. So it was interesting to see that Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, everybody that's listening that knows Baz knows that everything he does is down to the minute. Everything happens by minute. And David could not wrap his head around, we don't have an end time to get out of here tonight. And man, Basil, like the first 20 minute delay, I mean, he was going insane. He wanted to call NASCAR. He was calling the president. He was fixing to change the whole world. But yeah, that was not unfortunately that race, the O'Reilly race, was not NASCAR's best night. Nothing that they did or the promoter did. This is just part of racing and fail parts, and we had two cars oil down the track. They literally used a ton of oil dry, or, you know, 2,000 pounds. We had three red flags, a multiple car wreck that took 11 cars out. But at the end, our man Justin Allgaier, driving for Junior Motorsports, wins on a last lap pass, and he clinches the number one seed now going into the playoffs. They just announced this week, Junior Motorsports did, that they've signed him to race again next year, which there's been a lot of talk about him coming back or not, and he may even retire, but he's coming back. He's on fire. This is the only driver that we got our picture made with all weekend.
How about that?
So I'm gonna say, within reason, part of the David Basil disaster of him showing up went away on Saturday night.
Wow. Yeah, that is the interesting. Yeah, by the way, too, Herbert misses a 4-foot putt to shoot a 59 and make history. He will it will haunt him the rest of his life. Yeah, that was of all the pictures, that guy was so nice. Walked up to you guys and took pictures. And of course, we were there for Jake Finch out of Panama City, Florida, Lynn Haven, and he did a good job as well.
Yeah, Jake drove. Man, he was so impressive. A couple things about Jake is his qualifying lap. You only get one lap on this track. That's the first time he had drove on this track, and he qualifies 15th. He runs in the top 15 for the first half of the race. Then he gets up to the top 10. He's with 22 to go. He's in sixth place. I really felt like if he could have just stayed in line and kept doing his thing, he was going to be a top five finisher. He made one move, got in some aero problems, wrecked, and ended up 30th. But He has signed with Junior Motorsports, and he'll race again in Darlington in September.
Yeah, matter of fact, Junior Motorsports finished 1-2-9 in 30th in that race on Saturday night. And then we turned around and came back the next day. We had media passes, and that was a fun experience too.
Yes. Hey, thank you, Signal Media, for the media passes. Thanks to Baz. You know, you don't realize who you know, but when we announced this, that we were going, Baz, some friends of Baz that used to help him with the Touchdown Club reached out and said, hey, Dave, man, I work for NASCAR, and he's in the media. They hooked us up. There were very few places that we couldn't go. We went to some places we probably shouldn't have, and Roger had to sign in to one of them, but that was hilarious. But we had a great time. Ryan Blaney dominated it, driving the Ford number 12 for Penske. Won all three stages, led 170 laps. It's Blaney's second win of the season. Toyotas, again, qualify horribly. But, Dave, you got to watch it in the first stage. Tyler Reddick is starting 31st, and at the end of the first stage, he runs to second.
Yeah, it was really impressive. So I guess he's got the best car out there because he's faster than everybody else.
Yeah, he was in that first session. Now, he still couldn't stay with Blaney. Blaney could put his car anywhere he wanted. I mean, it was unbelievable. Christopher Bell again, he qualifies 16th. He finishes second again. This is his fifth runner-up of the season. Hosovar had a flat, was 30th with 60 to go, and drives up and contends for the lead on the last lap, but ends up finishing third. I think it was some of the best racing, in my opinion, of the year. Lots of two and three wide racing, a lot of lead, you know, a lot of position changes. So I just thought it was an awesome, you know, we just got hung up in the weather, and that was a sad part, because I really, could we sit there and watch that one? It was going to be a phenomenal race all the way, but the weather postponed for 3 hours. They didn't start back till 11:45, didn't get done till 1:45. You know, we were sitting there watching the radar, because that's what I do at the lake. I'm going to get every minute I can of playing. And we left at lap 96 and got to the car as it was raining. And the lightning was so intense. I don't know if you guys know this. They shut down Hartsfield Airport for a little while.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to our question of the day, since we're wrapping up the Quaker State 400. And this, there's been a lot of talk about this week, as you can imagine. Here's the question.
Okay, hold on. What are we playing for? Okay. What do you have, Christian?
You got some Embiid tickets?
We got some tickets for the Great Arkansas Beer, Rock City Margarita Fest. Of course, that's at the Saturday at the State House Convention Center. Oakland is sponsoring, along with Tito's Handmade Vodka. So those are $50 a piece. That's $100. Basically, you get to go hang out there for as long as you want to during the 3 hours, and your tickets cover all your drinks there. And there are a lot of options. So 661-1037, when he asks his question, the first one to get it gets those two tickets.
All right, so here's the question of the day. What rule did Bubba Wallace break that penalized him from a second-place finish to a 29th-place finish? What rule did Bubba Wallace break that penalized him from second place to a 29th-place finish?
661-1037, and we were talking about it as we wait to get calls on that. Boy, he was booed. He was one of, like, three drivers that was they were introduced. They were – and they knew it. I think those guys who, you know, they're not liked by the NASCAR crowd, they just sort of played it up and knew that was coming, didn't they?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting for you guys to watch that. Him, Logano, and then you turn right around and you get, you know, the crowd goes crazy for Hosovar, Christopher Bell, and Chase Elliott. So, yeah. You know, that's the beauty is, again, we talk about this, you know, the Razorbacks play Texas once a year. These guys, our driver faces their competitor every week.
Yeah. All right.
So it gets pretty intense.
Got an answer there, Raj. Just punch him up. Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your answer?
Christian, I'll let you do it. Can you do it?
John?
Yeah, good morning, caller. What's your name?
John.
Don, all right. What is for two tickets worth $100 to the Great Arkansas Beer and Rock City Margarita Fest, what is the answer?
Bubba Wallace passed him below the yellow lines.
That's
correct.
That is correct. Roger.
And which the yellow line is, you know, in NASCAR racing too, we have, you know, inbounds and out of bounds for a reason. And you can gain a big advantage at that track if you drive under the yellow line. Now, he got a little bit loose, but that, you know, the rule is the rule, and it really hurt him in the points race that day, because he was going to finish second.
All right, very good.
Congratulations, John.
Good job there.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, so also you said there's a fan rating after every race. Is that the way it said 90%?
Yes, there's a fan rating every week and I don't know how they come up with this, but this week's was 90%, which is really, you know, it's a great number for NASCAR to hear and for Echo Park Speedway to hear. I highly recommend, if you're going to go to a race, that Atlanta be one of them on your list.
All right, next this weekend, what do you got?
We're going to North Wilkesboro. We're going back to short track racing this weekend. This North Wilkesboro is the fifth oldest speedway in the nation. It was opened in 1947. Wow. It's a 1/16 of a mile track. It's got a unique feature. When they built it, they didn't have a lot of money. So one straightaway, one stretch is uphill, the other one's downhill. The turns are not exactly symmetrical, so it gives the drivers a little bit of issue. The O'Reilly series, which the series that Jake ran, they are actually off this week, but the trucks are coming with the series cars. Bell, Hosevar, Elliott, and Van Gisbergen are all stepping down and doing double duty. They'll drive the trucks and in the Cup Series. Now, this is exciting if you're a NASCAR guy from, you know, just a few years back. Casey Kane and Ryan Newman are coming back to NASCAR trucks to race this weekend. So that's really going to be exciting. You know, Ryan is a mechanical engineer, drove NASCAR forever, and he's fantastic. And so the trucks will be racing Saturday at 12:30 on FS1. And then the Cup Series will race in the Window World 450, and it'll be, again, another Sunday night race, 6 p.m. on TNT, so you can catch Marty Smith, Junior, and all the guys on pre- and post-race.
Well, I tell you, if you don't know anything about racing, hearing you all this stuff, Roger, it's like keep your head is spinning. All the names, all the sponsors, all the different types of racing, it is there's a lot to it. It's if you're not a NASCAR fan or racing fan, this is a lot. I was going to say, I talked to my dad last night. He was talking to James Finch, who used to own Phoenix Racing. He said they got a big weekend coming up in Batesville. For the, what was it? It's the
Topless 100.
Yes, the middle of August, and that 280 cars are coming in. He said it's a big deal up there. Is that right?
Yeah. People don't understand how big dirt track racing is in Arkansas. I mean, you've got Batesville, and now you've got I-67. You got Tri-County. There's 10 dirt track courses in Arkansas, and then you have four drag strips. So my question to you guys is, after we've done all this, I want to hear from Rod, you and Dave. Like, what's your takeaway from the weekend?
I think it's the same thing I mentioned to you last night, Justin, or I mentioned to folks at Mainline Sports Bar when we were talking about a lot of things, and one was just the open arms that NASCAR has for its fans. I mean, you got to pay for it in so many ways. But the access that you have to the stars is amazing.
Yeah, if you're a sponsor,
you don't get anywhere. But even if you pay, obviously you pay a certain amount, you get out on that track, you write your name there at the finish line, you do all that stuff, and you're right there, you're real close. And they are so welcoming to you is what it is. So, I mean, I'm just impressed by that.
Yeah, they were, it was impressive how they're fan-centered and they want to be interactive. They try to bring out some of their former racers out there at the pre-racing outside the track. And then just the power. We're talking about the Blue Angels a minute ago. That's what NASCAR sort of is. It's just, you don't get a chance to see cars and engines and machines go this fast unless you're there in person. You just can't appreciate it on TV. And how close you're racing at 200 miles an hour is just, they're inches away from each other. And it was a lot of fun. It gave me a new appreciation to it. I can see why everybody is passionate about it.
Seeing a young Steve Qualls, a 7-year-old Steve Qualls, following around some of these stars, these drivers, so close to him and just hanging out with him. He saw Serena Williams, all of that was going on.
I do think they for NASCAR to ever get back to what it was in the late 90s and early 2000s, it's the personalities of the drivers. You got to continue to build those up. And
you got to continue to dislike them, like Bubba and Logano.
I don't know why, maybe because watching TV has changed, why they can't quite get back. Because everybody's fighting. Only one that just dominates the airwaves is football. You know, college and NFL, just everybody else is still fighting because you got 9,000 options. But I had a great experience, and I love the passion of people who love racing like you, Steve. You're very passionate about it, and you know everybody, you know every person, and it's just like mind blowing to see that happen. We had a good time. Well, we'll do it again. I do want to thank real quick Spencer Andrews, who still has a car that's racing. He used to be with Verizon years ago, Roger. He pointed me in the right direction of who I needed to talk to. Brent Gamble, who is with NASCAR. He's with NASCAR comms. Two guys who spent plenty of time in know Arkansas and Arkansans. They're still in the racing game, so they certainly helped us and may provide opportunity to do some more in the future. So,
they gave us some great inside tips, you know, for us to get around and get to places that we probably didn't think about. So, yeah, we really appreciate them. And of course, Signal Media for letting us do this and do the Summer of Adventure and Terry letting us go and play. You know, like, hell, I was just a kid there. I was having so much fun. But, you know, thanks to them. Thanks to the Buzz. You know, thanks to you guys who are always – in everything you guys do, it's just first class. Well, what an asset you are to our show.
I do want to thank Oakland as well for sponsoring our Summer of Adventure, and got a few more things to do. You know, we're going to go up to the Blytheville and to the to the Dixie Pig. And
who knows what else? We might have a few other things.
Yeah, going to be down in Tampa starting this Saturday through next week for SEC Media Days. Hey, listen, we're only a few weeks from football practice starting. You know, a lot of our high school kids, it's starting. Of course, we had your coach on yesterday. Used to be your coach at Lake Hamilton. He's written the book.
David did it, man. He's a great football coach. But I tell you what, for what he did for our track program and our throwers was fantastic. And you know, we're definitely going to miss him, coaching our kids at track and throwing. So,
Also,
thanks to my wife for giving me a hall pass last weekend on our anniversary to go spend it with you guys.
What happens in Jonesboro, Georgia, stays in Jonesboro.
Now, do you have a tattoo? Do you have a tattoo, Steve? I can't recall.
No.
Did you let Kobe do that at all?
I prefer he doesn't, but and Melissa doesn't have one because why would you put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari?
Whoa!
But, if somebody wants a tattoo, that's the thing about tattoos. That's your own deal, man. Some people love them, some people hate them.
That's funny, Justin Moore.
I don't hate them. I just don't. I'm not crazy about them. I got a Ferrari. I don't need a bumper sticker put on it.
Justin got that full arm sleeve, from the elbow to the wrist. It got infected or something. The poor guy was just burning and all those things. All right, Steve, great job as always, buddy. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Love you guys.
Love you buddy. Too. Strength and honor. All right, when we come back, we'll visit with a gentleman who's got, I don't know what this is, Roger. You can let us, we're going to find out.
Guitar Wars.
I don't know if
we're going to find out together.
Are we competing or guitars playing against each other? I don't know.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. And then we're going to find out about next year's event, Ukulele Wars. I'll do that. Just got a message that the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2 passed away. I love that song.
I don't know that.
There's a song from Disney. I think there's a part of that in there.
Somebody says here, where do you guys think LeBron's going to be? He came out yesterday and said, sorry, we'll let you know here soon. Won't be much longer. Christian, where is he going to be? Go ahead and make your call. Go ahead and turn it back up, Roger.
He's on, He's on the phone.
Christian? No, he's... Is he?
He's holding on to our next guest. So we'll take a break. And then we'll come back.
This person thought Golden State. You know, I don't think he's going to Golden State. The last we heard, by the way, too, in a few weeks, right next Friday, Roger, we'll be at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Over in Maumelle, and Steph Curry's his special guest. He's doing some great things. Moses is in the community, so we need to get Moses on the beginning of the week, and then on Friday we'll get. Who knows? Maybe we'll get Steph Curry. I don't know. I don't know who else. Sure. I don't know what's happening. I know this
shot, hopefully.
Now here, Rush, speaking of golf, Lucas Herbert did not shoot the 59. He shot a 62. He missed the shot that would have tied the lowest round ever. Would have been 59, but he had missed a four-footer. I mean, just a gimme. He's probably been making shots like that
day
today.
That's the pressure.
It just shows you. All right, don't go away. It is 8:30. Laying beside me and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in sports, the World Cup third-place game will be between England and France tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Fox. Then the World Cup final between Argentina and Spain will be on Sunday. Argentina is going for its fourth World Cup as they previously won in 1978, 1986, and 2022. Meanwhile, for Spain, this will be their second World Cup win, their only one previously being in 2010. Spain's defense has been stifling in the World Cup as they have allowed just one goal the entire tournament. Argentina have not been as dominant, mounting last-second wins in a number of games. Kickoff will be at 2 on Fox in New Jersey. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park after the All-Star break tonight at 7:05 against the Wichita Wind Surge. Radio coverage for the game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
with KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot, hot weather for our Friday. 94 degrees our high temperature this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75 and partly cloudy for Saturday. Also a 10% chance of a shower or storm and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
My Jam, boy just became a man. Oh, my gosh.
Their man Justin Moore complimented me on my first kill, first deer kill, first buck kill. Dropped him. You know, Roger, I don't know if, I guess Justin was just sort of listening when we did that. And we had a full house there in the blind. Is it blind? Is that what you call it?
Stand.
Deer stand, not blind. Yeah. It was my boy's become a man. I dropped it. 175 yards.
You did, and I got to be, you know, and we all know what happened. I teared up
down at the Grove.
I was excited for you, but I was.
Have you heard that, Christian, where Roger doesn't know what
to
do?
Yeah, I pulled it too.
Okay, yeah, he struggles. Yeah. Well, we'll play that a little bit later.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, I guess he'll never see his mama again.
It was over. He was just out there, you know, like. It's just, he was just feeding, you know. Said, hey, everybody, because even deer are not promised tomorrow.
He said, they're in the kill zone. He's coming to the kill zone.
Did they ever? I'm telling you, I just can't do it.
Of course, the year before, you know,
I appreciate everybody that gives me deer sausage. And
yeah, you got a hookup there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a few hookups. Colonel Hager, I need to stop back by and get some of that stuff, I guess.
Roger, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to David Donovan. David, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you are the founder, CEO, and executive director of Guitar Wars, Inc. So, Roger, one of his board members is Anne-Marie DeRamus.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Obviously, we know Anne-Marie. She listens to the show. So,
well, then one of his big advocates is the legendary brown bagger himself, Tom Woods.
Oh, okay.
Tom Woods
gotcha.
The one that hooked us up with David.
Yeah, Roger's been telling me about you, so I looked on your website, read a little bit, and said this is the state's only statewide amateur guitar competition and nonprofit for youth music education. Is that
correct?
Is that so? Give us a scoop. What's going on?
Sure. Yeah, we've got an event coming up August the 8th at the Ron Robinson Theater. So we've been partnering with the Central Arkansas Library System for the last 4 years, and that's where it's held. And this year's event is sponsored by AY Media Group, who you guys also know. And
yeah,
it's just been an absolute pleasure working with Heather and her team. And it's a duality of what we got going on here. It is what you said. It's Arkansas, and as far as we know, the surrounding states as well, the only real amateur guitar competition that people can sign up for and kind of do their thing without professionals, you know, taking all the prizes. But really, the other side of the coin is the scholarship. So I'm from Little Rock, and I'll say this, you know, I didn't choose to be me. You didn't choose to be you. And we got a lot of kids all over the state that have some financial friction getting into music lessons and getting into playing guitar specifically, of course, because it's a guitar competition. What we're doing. So what we do, guys, is we fund scholarships and we give the kids a nice little beginner guitar. They get to keep that for life. And then wherever they live, whatever county, we provide them with 4 months of professional private lessons.
Wow. That's pretty sweet.
So
yeah.
So are
you kind of track down the good teachers and hook them up?
So David, are you telling me, so let me understand how this works. Say what are the ages we're dealing with here? What age range?
All ages. So in the morning, we'll have a kids division.
Okay.
So I think our youngest contestant was like, you know, 7 years old.
Okay.
The first year.
Okay.
And then we break. And then we come back. We have a drum off. The audience decides the winner. We shoot t-shirts out of t-shirt cannon guns and have a good time. Then the adults come on. And there's three brackets, beginner, intermediate, and advanced for the kids and adults, and three winners in each one of those.
So
we got 18 winners.
So the question is, too, my thought was, how do you differentiate between an amateur and somebody who's not an amateur? And then what do they do? How do you win? How do you get second? What is the format?
Yeah, sure. So our rules explicitly state if you make more than 20% of your annual income playing guitar, you cannot be in the contest.
Okay,
you can't be a teacher. You can't have a music degree. You know, just all the stuff that wouldn't be fair to an amateur.
Right.
We're not going to let those people in, and they're cool, and they're not going to try to do that and let the amateurs shine. As far as what they're going to do, it's pretty, you can make it as easy as you want. You've got 4 minutes tops to play. You could get up there and you could just play for a minute or two, which is what most people do. You don't sing, you just play guitar,
gotcha.
Play by yourself. And if you don't want to do that, we have these things called backing tracks. It's kind of like a band in a box that you can select those and then kind of shred a little scale over there and play some blues or something like that.
Yeah,
either way, most people just play for a couple minutes, and the audience is very supportive. It's not a, you know, I don't like the word competition because it sounds scary. It's a very welcoming environment.
Yeah. So these are guitars, not electric guitars. These are, what do you call the non-electric guitars?
Yeah, we've got acoustic and electric. Yeah. We'll have a Marshall half stack, you know, like you see in what people would expect to see.
Okay, so you have categories for both those then. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Of course, the event is August 8th from 10 to 5, and you said it was down at the Ron Robinson Theater. And folks can go to your website, is that right, to sign up?
That is correct.
And what's your website again?
The website is guitarwarsinc.com, and it's got all the information. You can watch video highlights from last year. You can donate. You can register there. You can contact us directly. And I know there's probably a lot of parents out there listening to this right now, and if you've got a teenager or a younger child like I do that plays music, this is a great opportunity for them to get some perspective, get up there, kind of maybe get a little nervous, maybe show off a little bit, pretty low pressure. So we've got the deadline to sign up is August the 1st, and then the event is August the 8th.
Roger, are you going to get in this thing?
You know,
qualify?
Here's the thing. I did this last night when I got home from Mainline. I want to see. And let's see, you got to understand, I'm brand new at it. This is a just a four-string nylon string a ukulele, and this is just a, and don't judge me. that's funny. And that's all I know
it's
so far.
It's so good.
Right off of that. Thank you, David. It's I mean, because a lot of people don't. And then here's the other. Did it one more time. Oh, I hate that part because I screwed up. But
that's
it's
pretty
okay.
good, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you. No, you know what? In playing that, in playing the guitar, I just couldn't get my fingers around and stretch. The frets are so far.
Nerd alert, Christian, even fret.
I did not. That's exactly what I couldn't do it. And I don't mean to be negative, but don't say you can't.
Is that common, David, where Roger may not be the biggest guy and maybe his hands aren't quite as big enough to be able to feel comfortable?
You know, I teach adults how to play instruments all day long, every day. That's really what I do for work. So it's a common concern at the beginning, but there are ways to circumvent that. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it stop anyone in their track.
It stopped me in that regard. And what it did was it put a ukulele in my hand because of the smaller, a smaller neck and the frame. So what it's done for me is help me stay more positive about it. And then learn, and again, the song I'm learning right now is the first one right off of the lesson is a You Are My Sunshine, but just the three chords that it has, and just to get familiar with it, and just because as I'm watching, for instance, exactly, but just to get familiar with it, with like watching C'est La Vie on video last night, checking a little bit of that out. And of course, as I'm watching it, I'm just amazed at all the things that you watch when a guitarist plays. You know, knowing where all the chords are. I don't. I'm 62 years old, and I don't know where they are.
You just get started.
So that's why I'm practicing doing that. And I may take you up, David, on a lesson or two once this competition is over, and maybe you could help me with a little issue I may have or not.
You know, I'd love to do that. And I'll tell you this, and you already said it, this thing is harder than it looks. So
yes,
the other thing I was going to say was I do not charge admission. I'm from Little Rock. I love Little Rock. I want people to have things to do, and I don't want any friction there either. So the contestants, I think they pay $35 to sign up, and they get a T-shirt, a pack of strings either way. Yeah. And it's open to the public, so anyone can just come in anytime. The Star Wars guys at 501st Legion, they show up because it's a – you know, it's a 501c3, and we help out kids. And so I think Boba Fett's coming out this year.
Oh, nice.
He'll be walking around. It's a real party. It's a good time.
David, so what is the website again?
GuitarWarsInc.com.
You might want to check that. I just tried to click through.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with it.
It's on your Facebook page, too. Yeah. You've got an issue working there, so you might want to check. People can go to the Facebook page and find them and leave a message for David there. Yeah. It's always devil's in the details, David, when you try to, you're doing 9,000 things, Austin. What? The website's not working. So
I know. Well, it worked a little, and then it went off. Something was going on. Once again,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, no idea. It's been up and running the whole time.
That's okay.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, have that. And once again, give me a grade on this. Is just last night, and I know it's raw. And that's just as far as I could get on
course,
the ukulele.
Of course, you know, go ahead.
I'm going to give you an A.
Before we let you go, give us who you think is the greatest guitar, top three greatest guitarists of all time.
Oh, man, that'd be genre specific, but I'll throw you some names out.
Okay.
I like a guy named Kenny Burrell. I like a guy named Christone Kingfish Ingram. And I like Jimmy Page.
Do not leave us out there without one notable guitar player.
First of all, I may want to use
it. I threw one in there for you.
Jimmy Page,
Can you imagine this? And welcome to the stage with his ukulele, Roger Kingfish Scott. And then I throw it out of there. All right, you know, I'm going to give you three of them myself. I'm going to give you Glenn Campbell, Roy Clark, and Jerry Reed.
Okay, those are.
I love Jerry Reed.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And listen,
you can throw in Chet Atkins if you want.
Come on, David. Yeah, Glenn Campbell now can play the guitar.
He can
like
play
a ringing a bell.
He could. Jerry was.
You know, there's just so many of them that are so good.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Hendrix.
Those questions are hard.
By the way, Jimi Hendrix. I saw a story today. This was today in history where he dropped out. He was opening for the Monkees. The Monkees were doing a tour.
That's wild.
And Jimi Hendrix said, yes. I don't think I'm going to keep doing this.
How about that?
I know. David, keep up the good work, man.
Yeah,
you got a great background and been doing it for a couple decades. And so,
it's very commendable on why you're doing it as well, man. That's awesome.
August 8th, Saturday, at the Ron Robinson Theater. Just go to their Facebook page, Guitar Wars here in Arkansas. David will help you out. Yeah, get your kids out there, and maybe if you're 60 years old,
T-shirt
like Roger,
and a pack of strings.
Yeah, do
you
it.
Know what? That may be the title of my next song.
T-shirt and a pack.
I got a T-shirt and a pack of strings. I like it.
All right, there
David.
You go.
Thanks, David.
There
David,
you
thanks
hey,
a lot.
Hey, we can't
buddy.
Thank you guys enough.
Yeah,
no, you're more than welcome,
thank
buddy.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Yep. Thank you. But just see, listen to this one more time.
So good.
Right there. I mean, you didn't hear it, but I cringe when I hear that mistake.
He went Burrell, Ingram, and then he went Jimmy Page.
He went Kingfish.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get Trey Schaap in to tell it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to do it.
This is the heavy guy in Hawaii that's dead now. But this is his one song that everybody knows.
Why can't you just
the
say
the ukulele guy.
Why can't you?
We'll have Trey Schaap give us an update on the British Open. I think we've had two guys have great rounds today, 262s, which I think ties the lowest round of all time, or one over. I don't know for sure. We'll get Schaap in here to figure it out. All right, we'll let the Roger and his ukulele take us to the break.
Through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever, all because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you gotta do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.
Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance, a reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at FlywayBrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Fighting a cold there. That was a double sneeze. All right, short segment here at 8:52, bringing in Trey Schaap.
You don't want to be fighting a cold when you're getting on a plane.
I know. From the short grass today, enjoyed to get what I heard today of A.J. Tui.
S.J.
Close enough. S.J.
Yep.
Tui.
Yep.
A.J. is his brother. He's
part two next week with him.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could cover a lot of ground. He talked about his time with Chad Morris, which I forgot. You know, he's been all over the place. He's been with Gus Malzahn and others. And
You Freeze.
Talked about all the golf he's played with between Gus and you and everybody else. You and now he's the athletic director where?
ULM.
Yeah, yes, right, Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, tough job down there, but I think he's got the passion, he's excited, and I think he'll do good things.
What happened, you were watching the British Open, we had a history in the making.
Yeah, Lucas Herbert shot the sixth 62 in major championship history, and then two groups later, Sam Burns also shot a 62. He made his bunker shot on 18.
Hold it
for
out.
Birdie, hold it out, wow. Out of the bunker. And so Brendan Gray shot the first 62 in major history. That was at Royal Birkdale in 2017 where they were playing today.
Any major? 62 is the lowest major?
Any major.
Wow, okay.
Ricky Fowler did it in the 2023 U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club, which some say was a really, really tough course. And then Xander Schauffele did it in the 23 U.S. Open, also at L.A. Country Club, and then did it in the 24 PGA Championship. Shane Lowry shot 62 in the 24 PGA Championship as well.
Yeah, look I'm just looking. He's trying to find Roger. He's trying to find Trey. Yeah, so he doesn't have to type it again. He's got
there
to do that.
I would
have thought somebody would have shot us below 62.
61 or
somewhere,
60
somewhere
or
in the last 50 years. But yeah. The other, so Herbert is from where?
He's from Australia.
Okay, and then who was the other guy?
Sam Burns.
Is he an American?
Louisiana.
Okay. What's his background? Is he LSU guy?
I believe he played at LSU. He's real good friends with Scottie Scheffler.
Do you think Herbert will win this thing?
No.
Who do you think is going to end up winning?
I don't know. Sam Burns might.
Yeah, Scheffler's still in the mix too, right?
Scheffler's in the mix. Yeah, he'll be out today. So, I mean, look, when you have a 62, two 62s go up, that tells the guys that are about to tee off that, hey, that score's out there. If the wind does not pick up,
I'm looking at the wind now. Look, it looks like it's picking up. It looks like it's a little bit windier. Trey, you and I get ready to head down to Tampa. We've been doing this for 14 years, I think, we've done this together. You've done it many years before me.
Looking for your videos, bro. I look forward to those things.
Oh, you do?
I do.
All right, keep looking.
Wow.
We'll be down there with Bill Vickery and Double R.
I'm surprised. I'm excited for Vickery to go. I want to see.
He's got media credentials and
his reaction. And
I think he wants to walk in the big room.
To be there.
And see that. We'll have him, Roger, most of the day Monday on the show.
He said he's going to ask some questions too.
Good. Of course, we miss Bob Holt, who Bob used to always ask the question. Of course, we have five new head coaches in the SEC. Yeah. Obviously, including Ryan Silverfield, who will be Thursday morning early first.
And last year there was a moment of silence for Bob.
For Bob, yeah, it sure was. Yeah, well, I'm probably going to do this over the weekend. I got the music from.
You got the music in you.
I got the music.
You got the music in you.
Yeah, it's Greg Sankey. I got his summer music list. I'm going to put out that he gave us, and he loves music and always incorporates that into his message.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on at some point. You're going to have Gene Chizik on.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah. Gene Chizik. What time do we have on Monday?
Good. 8:50 Central.
He was a good guest.
Okay, so how do we do
9:50 there.
Yeah, we do it. If we get, we only have 5 minutes with
you
him.
You don't have long.
Yeah, well, if we get him at 8:50, we're going to have like 5 minutes with him.
Well, no.
Unless he's willing to wait, and then we lose minutes.
I don't think he'll be willing to wait, but you can take a break early, and then you're ready to go at 8:50. And then you don't go to the break until 8:58.
Yeah, punk.
Yeah, 8 minutes. We got a lot to cover with Gene Chizik. Always a pleasure to do this with Trey.
Too bad we're not going to be able to take the Broyles Award down there this year.
I know. Are you going to play any golf while you're down there?
No. Golf clubs are not going.
Golf club. It's all business.
Wow. All business.
So, I've done it like 14 years. How many years?
I wish I could. Oh, I can't remember. I wish I could because I think Randy and I land around 12:30 on Sunday.
What?
I wish I could take the golf clubs and play maybe Sunday afternoon. But
yeah. What's a good golf course down there?
TPC. There's a TPC Tampa Bay.
Don't you know me?
Not the main TPC,
there are several in the Tampa area.
We got to find out how far Daly is from us, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Boy.
Maybe he joined you live on Tuesday morning.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, that would. Of course, every time we talk to him, he's on the road every
he's
day.
He's on the go.
All right, Trey Schaap, our British Open correspondent. that's right. Roger's playing golf Saturday. Playing at Where are you playing?
Not St. Andrews?
He can't say.
Oh.
I
know where you're playing. I know where you're playing. Okay. You're going out west.
Listen, I want to say thanks to David Hendricks.
You going
to
wear pants?
Steve Brown.
Boxcar. We've got to do our summer of adventure golf.
Yeah, I know. We're running out of time. He wants to play summer adventure. Where was it?
I was thinking we could go down to Hot Springs Country Club. You guys could do the show there that morning. We could have Barry Howard on. They have two courses, the history around
there.
Brian McRae's down there. His son grew up playing there.
And then
Cameron McRae. And then Seth Garner, who's the pro at CCLR, grew up
playing there. My brother-in-law is a member down that way.
We play the Arlington course.
I played so bad the last time. It's like, I don't even know if I want to pick up a club.
You and Roger and Christian together.
All right, Trey, next time we talk to you, we'll be down in Florida. Don't go away, 9 o'clock. I think we could have Pat Bradley up next. We'll see.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's